We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Can you eat food from your neighbor's garden if it's hanging over into your yard? It's a little dilemma that I've been having with a neighbor, and tomato vines are starting to creep over and look kind of through the chain link fence. Got some good-looking plump tomatoes on there. I want to take them. My wife is saying, no, that's like stealing.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you're saying the same thing?
You don't know what he has planned with it. I understand it's the low-hanging fruit. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, but it's not your fruit to grab.
But it's on my side. It's my property.
I do have a garden, and it stays contained in our yard. It doesn't touch the neighbors, but I do have plans for all the cherry tomatoes, in fact, this week. So what if you take something and your neighbor, who we're calling Tomato Tom, walks out and says, whoa, I needed all these tomatoes for my pasta sauce.
All right, so we are split here in the studio. Need some help from you. 414-799-1099. Jackie, you're up first. Can you eat the food from your neighbor's garden if it's hanging over in your yard?
I would wait and talk to him, and if you don't ever see him, I would leave him a note and just ask him if he minds, because, like, you want to just see if he has any plans for it, and if not, then go for it. But he probably would be more than happy to give you as many as you want. You might get some more that are from the other side.
But I got to ask, huh?
I would do that. It's only nice. It's neighborly.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe the guy's like, please take them. I mean, we're overflowing with tomatoes right now. I've given Radar tomatoes. Maybe he'll say that. And look, then you actually met Tomato Tom.
If he's going to say that, I might as well just take him and just save the time.
No. I agree with you.
All right.
He might Jackie, you got to ask. Stuff too.
All right, Jackie. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Take your advice into consideration. How about that? All right. Have a good one. We'll go over to line number one. Joan, all right, what do you think? Can you just go ahead and take the tomatoes that are growing over into my yard? What do you think?
So my opinion is, take it for what it's worth. If he doesn't have enough respect and doesn't care enough to make sure the tomatoes stay on his property, they're free game.
Tomatoes are my free game, baby, yeah!
That is a good point. If he's not keeping up with it and not doing the maintenance that it's required with the garden and being aware of it,
Like, I did a container garden in my backyard because I live in an apartment building. So, and I made sure, I spent a lot of time making sure my gourds and my pumpkins stayed on our property line because I'm sure my neighbors did not want it sprawling on their grass.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Keep something your gourds in your yard.
They are in my yard.
Thank you so much for the call. And now we're going to go over to line number two. Bob, what do you think?
Hey, so I would eat the fruit. The same thing goes with if a tree or bushes are hanging over your lot line, you can cut them. They're on your property. You have the right to do that.
So if I can cut them, I can take the tomatoes right off the vine.
I think so.
And this might mean you don't have to plant your own garden next year, Radar, if this thing's overflowing in your yard.
Let Tomato Tom there in the corner start growing his own stuff. Go ahead, let it roll over here.
Bloody Marys for everyone.
Come on over.
You get more if you planted your own, though. But if you don't eat that much, take your neighbors.
Well, wait.
Go ahead and snag them.
If someone's just listening, Bob is saying it's because it's over in your yard. So legally, you can do that. I feel like someone's like, cool, let's run down to Johnny's house and get his apples.
Hop the fence. Let's go. I got to grab all that stuff. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Talk to you another time, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.